At Meetings and Conventions Calgary, we embrace all efforts relating to communication, education, engagement, and collaboration. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to learn more about experiencing Calgary. Contributing editor Regina McGee brings us an online column titled On the Internet for the Internet, about the global membership meeting of the Internet Society, which turned out to be a landmark event. How do you bring together people from around the world who are the heart and soul of the Internet, dedicated to its open development and universal accessibility? The solution? The Internet Society's first global meeting of members, Intercommunity 2015, held on the Internet for the Internet this past July. 2,500 people from 141 countries participated, virtually and physically. The one-day hybrid event was hosted live from the Society's annual Board of Trustees meeting at the Sky City Hotel in Auckland, New Zealand. So people around the world could participate, the first global session was held from 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Auckland time, with a second identical session at 6 p.m. Members gathered in nodes, regional groups, in 15 cities around the world. Nodes could interact with each other and with the host site in Auckland. Members with an internet connection also could participate from anywhere in the world. Registration was free, but Internet Society membership, free for individuals, was required. Said Internet Society President and CEO Catherine Brown,
"Just a few years ago, it would have been virtually unthinkable to use internet technology in this way. But with the help of a robust network in a New Zealand hotel ballroom and using widely available affordable applications, we were able to provide numerous ways to connect and communicate between the nodes and from anywhere with a browser. Indeed, we reasserted the agility of the internet in supporting this kind of interactivity and extent of global engagement. In this sense, the internet itself is its own greatest champion."
End quote. One of the biggest challenges for inter-communities organizers, coming up with a design and an agenda to drive engagement of its diverse membership, spread across the globe and involved in many different aspects of the internet. Founded 23 years ago by Vint Cerf and Bob Kahn, two fathers of the internet, the Society began as a not-for-profit organization to support Internet standards development. Today, it serves as the administrative home for the Internet Engineering Task Force and is also involved in a range of activities related to Internet technology, public policy, and access and development. With headquarters offices in Reston, Virginia, and Geneva, Switzerland, the Internet Society has an international membership, more than 140 organizations, 78,000 individual members, and 111 chapters worldwide. Addressing the Society's multiple communities for the meeting became the task of Swiss-based entrepreneur Ruud Janssen. Janssen is co-founder of Event Model Generation, an event design training organization whose platform, Event Canvas, is a visual compass for strategically developing conference models and measuring outcomes. A free download, the single-page template helps design and document an event, pointing to the core purpose of a meeting and how it creates value. The requirement for completing the template? You have to articulate an event's promise, your expectations of how it will change stakeholders' behaviors, how it will help stakeholders do their jobs, any expected costs and revenues, and other key pieces of information. Janssen used his Event Canvas framework to get the job done. He told Convene, "The Internet Society is very much a bottom-up organization, so it was really important to have inputs from the ground up and across the wide range of communities. We synthesized inputs from dozens of people, and from there, we're able to drill down to six core stakeholder groups, mapping out needs, goals, and metrics for each of them." End quote. One result? The emergence of three key areas of discussion: internet governance, improving security and trust on the internet, and ensuring internet access for everyone in the world. Intercommunity chose Digitel to stream the event, integrating with Zoom's virtual meeting platform. Janssen describes Zoom as robust, simple, and with excellent scalability. But of course, you always have to design backup plans around potential technical glitches, Janssen told Convene. Given the ambitious scope, technical logistics, relatively short 6-month planning window, and other factors, projections for the first ever event were modest. In the end, we far exceeded expectations, Janssen said. Stakeholders, even those on the technical side, were surprised and flabbergasted to experience what an internet event could be. Intercommunity 2015 set a different benchmark. End quote. Nicole Armstrong, Reston-based senior events manager for the Internet Society, echoes Janssen.
We knew we weren't going to get everything right. But we also knew that using the internet to bring our community together across different time zones, languages, and cultures was incredibly worthwhile. And when it was over, I sensed a great optimism and excitement from participants. People realizing they could use this model, use the internet itself, to build connection.
End quote. Planning and executing an internet event was
surprisingly different at every turn, from organizing a face-to-face meeting,
Armstrong said. Beyond the technical challenges, spearheaded by Todd Tolbert, the Society's Senior Director of IT Development, the key difference was the overriding importance of driving engagement. The first challenge in that regard, language. Intercommunity was conducted in English, with live audio streams available in Spanish and French. Said Armstrong,
the internet span is global, and our stakeholders reflect that global reach and are heavily regionally focused, so it's a hard, ongoing challenge to deliver in all the languages of our community.
End quote. If you didn't live near a regional node, you could still participate. Intercommunity let such viewers engage through a chat tool within the event's interface. They could also participate in polling and surveys using the app Social Q&A. Attendees at regional nodes could interact with each other and, in most cases, with other nodes and the host site. The Internet Society built community identity, kicking off the program by showing individuals from around the world holding identical photo frames branded with the Intercommunity logo, and ending the 2 global sessions by having participants simultaneously launch paper airplanes at all locations. As Armstrong said,
at one point during the first global session, we could see on our screen in Auckland members in 9 cities around the world. I think experiencing the reality of our global community was one of the most exciting takeaways for everyone.